Hot Business on Hot 1027.
Now, with inflation edging upwards, the repo rate is still high and consumers under strain from electricity hikes and also shrinking spending power, more South Africans, I don't need to tell you, are turning to credit just to make it through the month. But are you paying more interest, perhaps, than the law allows? Well, I want to explore this in a little detail with Benai Sega, chairperson of the National Debt Counselors Association. So, Benai, good evening to you. A warm welcome. Let's get straight to it. What exactly is the legal limit on personal loan and credit card interest in South Africa right now?
Thanks, Jeremy, for having me on the show. So the answer to that question is it depends on when you signed your credit card or personal loan agreement. Since 2016, both of these have been linked to the repo rate. So depending on when you signed, when you took out your personal loan, if you have one, the maximum interest rate you could be charged is going to be different. So for example, if you took out a personal loan during 2020, where interest rates were low, during that time, the maximum interest rate was about 24.5% that you should be charged. Whereas if you take out a personal loan today, the maximum interest rate that you could be charged is 28.5%. And I think similar pattern is followed by credit card and other facilities. So I think what we're trying to do is make sure the public understands it's not just a function of the nature of the credit agreement you have, but also when you actually signed for it that determines the maximum interest rate legally that you could be charged.
And Benna, I'd suggest to you that it's all about rate creep, because many people don't realize how fast a repo rate hike pushes up a cost of loan. So the rising rate since 2022 has changed, I would imagine, the interest rate picture for average borrowers, and that is adding to the stress that I outlined at the beginning of our conversation.
Absolutely true. And I think particularly we see this in the personal loan space, as you pointed out. So back in early 2022, we were looking at maximum interest rates of about 25%. Now we're looking at 28.5%. So never mind the maximums. What you're going to find is that, generally speaking, the differentiation of 3.5% per annum interest rate extra, you will see this generally creeping through everyone who's borrowing. So that's a lot of money to be paying extra annually. And what you say is absolutely true, particularly as we know, the average loan sizes have also increased over the last few years. I think that just adds more burden to the cost pile of the consumers.
Do you have a view on whether lenders are clearly disclosing the maximum allowable interest rates, or some banking on consumers not knowing the law, as we've been discussing?
I think when you sign a credit agreement, it's on there what you are paying for that credit agreement yourself, and what the cost of credit will be, and what the multiple of credit will be that you will be paying over the term. Those are all legally mandated disclosures. I don't believe that the maximum interest rate is a legally mandated disclosure to be put on the forms that you are signing. So I think it's probably a bit unfair to put it on the lenders. Having said that, I think it's important to have the conversation with the consumers when they want to borrow, and for the consumers to know, to be able to go to a website or wherever to know what is the maximum that I could be charged today if I were to sign for a personal loan, for example.
Do you have a sense, Benai, on how many South Africans are taking on these kind of costs without actually realizing what they've signed up to?
I feel like this may be a trick question that you asked me, Jeremy. I think I want to say everybody, I think very small number of people from our experience in this industry for over 10 years, very small number of people are doing the necessary shopping around and asking the right questions about interest rates before signing onto a credit agreement. So I don't want to paint everyone with the same brush, but I would say an overwhelming majority of South Africans would be in the boat where they don't really think too much about interest rates, but rather what they can afford to pay back on a monthly basis.
Why do you think so few people then shop around or challenge interest rates when taking out loans? I guess we don't really have a comparison culture in this country.
I think you're right. We don't really have it, and I think in some places it's more readily available. In some other jurisdictions, more readily available for you to see the different things. Yeah, I think it's something that, as if consumers continue to demand such services, I think over time the landscape will shift and the lenders will realize actually the consideration to take up a loan is not just based on how much a person can borrow, which is predominantly how it's based today, but rather what the cost of that credit will be. And I think maybe in 5 to 10 years' time, if more consumers are knowledgeable and asking these questions, maybe the landscape will shift and the lenders will compete on price, meaning the interest rate, as opposed to just only the amount that's being lent.
So let's bring in the space that you operate in, and that's around support versus stigma. And I would suggest to you that there is still a lot of stigma around seeing a debt counselor. How do you convince people then that doing that is not a failure, but actually taking back control of your life?
Yeah, debt counseling is a unique thing. It's it was put in the National Credit Act of 2006 precisely because the people who were very smart people writing the act envisioned at some stage, in a country of at that stage it was about 45 million people, now we're over 60 million. In a country of this size, at some stage many of the borrowers will struggle to repay back the loans that they borrowed at the original terms, and it was put in there precisely because of the reason to kind of remove the stigma. And the purpose was that let's recognize that at some stage some of us will need the service. So it's provided for in the act, it's there for you to use it, you have every consumer right. And the fact that, you want to repay back your loan, it's actually more of an indication of your dedication to honoring your agreement as opposed to running away from it. Because the alternative to not using debt counseling would be to, stop paying what you borrowed. And that's certainly not what we would ever advocate.
Just finally then, for anyone listening to us tonight and unsure if they are being overcharged, what's the first step, Benai, that they should be taking today?
I think first find out whether that is the case. Find out when you signed for your credit agreement and what the maximum was, depending on the type of credit agreement. And that will be that information should be on our website, ndca.org.za. If you believe that you are, you may be in a position where you said you're being charged more than is allowed, firstly, talk to the lender where you borrowed the money or signed the credit agreement with. Explain to them what you're trying to accomplish. And if you're not satisfied with the answer, there's definitely a credit ombudsman that you can search online and find out, and you can definitely take your queries there.
I'm going to leave it there with my thanks to Benai Sega, chairperson of the National Debt Counselors Association. I do appreciate your time this evening.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs.